The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches is a very, very famous Gemara talking about Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The Gemara is speaking about how is it, Minayin L'Gezar Din Shel Tzibor She'eno Nechtam. Eino Nechtam. The Gemara makes it sound like if there's a Gezar Din, Gezerah made against Klal Yisrael, against the Tzibor, that Gezar Din is never really sealed. The Gemara says, what do you mean it's never sealed? That's ridiculous. So Gemara says, Ela Afal Gav She'nechtam Nikra, that a Gezar Din which is made against the Tzibor, even if there is a very intense Gezerah made against the Tzibor, it can be ripped. It can be torn up. The Gemara says, really? B'chol Karenu Eilav, whenever we want, we can cancel a Gezar Din. V'aksiv Dirshu Hashem Bihim Matzao. Says the Gemara, Hasan B'yachad Hachab Tzibor, B'yachad Eimas, Amrav Baravua, Eilu Asar Yamim, Shebein Rosh Hashanah Liyom HaKippurim. So the Gemara tells as follows. Klal Yisrael always has the ability to call out to Rabbeinu Sholem as a Tzibor. If there's ever big issues, Klal Yisrael can call out. And when Klal Yisrael calls out, so we have the ability to rip up a negative gezerah against us. But as yechidim, it's not true that Hashem is always available. Dirshu Hashem, bihimatzao, kru'u bioso karov. That there we can only call out to Hashem Yisbarach in very specific times. When is every yachid able to call out to Hashem? Meaning, the same way a tzibor can call out to Hashem whenever they want and rip up gezerahs. When are yechidim? When can I on my own come and get a gezerah ripped up? So those are the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That those are the 10 days between the Aseres Yemei Tshuva when we are closer to Ribono Shel Olam, when we're able to rip up in a certain sense negative gezar dins that may be there. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Beis Halacha Vav, the Rambam quotes this Gemara and he says Afapi Shatshuva V'Hatzaka Yafel Olam. It's always good to do tshuva. It's always good to cry out to Ribono Shel Olam, but in the 10 days Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, he yafe biyoser umiskabelas he miyad shenemar dirshu Hashem bihimatzao. That's biyachid with the tzibor. It's always good. But the Rambam says these are the time period when tshuva and tzaka become even more appropriate. Meaning part of the avoda, and this we know from other places in Hilchos Tshuva for the Rambam, that part of the avoda is tshuva and aseres yemei tshuva more than just doing lots of additional mitzvos. But part of what we're searching for is dafka, to do tshuva, to explore an area or two, and to see how I can fix it. Dafka naseris me tshuva, the yachid that does that, that engages in some form of tefillah, in some kind of crying out. So the people that do that are able to have their tefillahs answered, able to have the tefillahs answered right away. Rabbeinu Yonah, Stam is pointing out in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tafresh Beis, this is one of the reasons why the Shulchan Aruch writes that we are marbin betefilos uvesachanunim. We have a longer davening. Many of us felt it this morning. We have longer davening nowadays. That's partially because of this Gemara. It's a time when more tshuva, a time when more tse'aka is beneficial. So we want to get in extra tefillahs, like saying Avinu Malkeinu, the Ramah adds. Because that's a tefillah, that's a time period when we can get closer. It's a time period when we can get our sins forgiven. It's a time period where we can have a better gezar din. And therefore davening is longer nowadays. That's because it's a more appropriate time, or it's a more opportune time to do whatever it is that we're able to. I want to talk about and learn with you just two pieces. One is Rabbeinu Yonah and Sha'arei Tshuva, and the second is to briefly reference a tshuva of the Or Letzion, Rabbeinu Tzion Abba Shaul. We'll start with Rabbeinu Yonah and Sha'arei Tshuva, and we'll learn it a little bit, and hopefully you can listen, and hopefully it's important. Baseres Yemei Tshuva, Hayarei Es Devar Hashem. Baseres Yemei Tshuva, the people that fear Hashem, so libo yachel bekirbo bedaito shekol ma'asav b'sefer nichtavim. It becomes a more intense time because we're aware of all that's going to be happening here. Rav Aaron Goldberg, Shiva, I think, of Tells Cleveland, in his edition of Sha'arei Tshuva, points out it seems like aseres mei tshuva for Rabbeinu Yonah is hayarei es devar Hashem. The more yiras shamayim you have, the more you feel aseres mei tshuva really matters. The less yiras shamayim you have, so not as much. It's exponential in a certain sense. You really fear Ribbono Shel Olam, Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Whoa, it's Aseres Yemei Tshuva. A person doesn't feel Ribbono Shel Olam as much, so then you know it's not going to be that kind of a time. What's part of the avoda? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Uve'esa Shayada Ha'adam Ki Avoa Es Dinu Lifnei Melech Basar Adam. If you know that you're on trial for something, and the king or the judge is going to decide your fate, Hal Yechret Charada Gedola, you're going to be terrified at that time. Uve'chol Darche Charitzi Yachush Lo Velo Talal Ruchol Lukos Aminu Asmol. You're going to be so focused on doing everything you can to get the best judgment possible. That's where you're going to be holding. That's what you're going to be doing. And Aseres Yemei Tshuva, a Jew who's remotely serious, what's he going to be doing? Intense focus on getting a good Gezar Din. On getting a good Gezar Din. This is what he's at. It's where his, what he's doing all the time. He's not going to be scared. He's not going to get sort of like distracted by certain things. He'll be totally, totally focused. V'roi l'cho yirei Elokim. Says v'rei niyoni, you know what the avod is of Aseret Shmei Tshuva. L'mai b'aska l'yos. Right. What do you want to do? I want to have less work in this time period. I want to work less. Obviously, it's hard for different people on their jobs, but if you can take off a little bit of time, Aseret Shmei Tshuva, to spend a little bit of time alone in a room, and to explore a little bit, where am I really at? To get up a little bit early, that I can utter tefillah to Ribono Shel Olam and to engage in this. This is a time of intense singular focus. Rabbeinu Yonah, along these lines, references here in his discussion of Aseret Shmei Tshuva a chiddush of his in Sha'arei Tshuva in other contexts, which is as follows. Many of us may know that there's discussions in Rishonim. Is there, in fact, a mitzvah to do tshuva? The Ramban is mefurash. There's a mitzvah to do tshuva. The Rambam, according to many Achronim, holds there's a mitzvah to do tshuva. According to the Minchas Chinuch, the Rambam just thinks that if you do tshuva, there's a particular way to do it. But for many Rishonim, there's undoubtedly a mitzvah to do tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah maintains in Sha'arei Tshuva that while it's true that all year long there is a mitzvah to do tshuva, says Rabbeinu Yonah, there is a unique, special mitzvah. There's a unique and special mitzvah to do tshuva dafka before Yom Kippur, beginning in Aseret Yemei Tshuva. It's a special mitzvah. U'mitzvahs aseh min ha-Torah l'ha'ir adam es rucho lachzor b'tshuva b'yom ha-Kippurim sh'ne'emar mikoch ha-taseichem lifnei Hashem titaru, to try to be mitar yourself in front of Hashem Yisparach. And there's a unique kind of tshuva which takes place during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. So for this Gemara of Eilu Hayamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim is not, for the Rambam, it's Yafet Tshuva Vitzaka. For Rabbeinu Yonah, it's a Mechayiv even beyond that, to spend a little bit less time in other things and focus much more intensely on the impending judgment, on the Yom HaDin which is upon us. And to be able to focus at that particular time on the mitzvah of Tshuva. But listen a minute, maybe you won't buy the diak, but let's understand what Rabbeinu Yonah says. What is this mitzvah of tshuva? Let's learn how to read him well. Or at least potentially. U'mitzvahs aseh min ha-Torah, l'ha'ir adam es rucho, lachzor b'tshuva b'yom ha-Kippurim. What could have Rabbeinu Yonah said? Could have said, mitzvahs aseh min ha-Torah, lachzor b'tshuva b'yom ha-Kippurim. But he adds in three words. The mitzvah looks like here is not just a tshuva, but mitzvahs esei min haTorah lehair adam es rucho lachzor b'tshuva. That part of the mitzvah isn't the tshuva itself. Part of the mitzvah is the act of waking up. It's the act of bringing a person to a state where you appreciate what is about to happen. Lehair adam es rucho, to be able to awaken, to be able to awaken within you, to appreciate that opportunity and to do as good a job as you possibly can. Lehair adam es rucho. To be able to pick you up a little bit, to inspire, to move ourselves. That one of the avodas in Aseret Yemei Tshuva is to find things that will touch us, that will reach us, that will move us. To find things that will inspire you. As you get older, hopefully, you'll know, we'll learn more and more, what are those things that move me? Is it a particular shir that I once heard, that I listened to once in a while, because I know that it moves me? Is it a particular sefer that I know when I learn it, it moves me, gets me right from my mind? Is it a kumzit? Is it a certain kind of conversation? But to engage in that of this particular tkufa, is to find things to move you, to uplift you, to bring you just a little bit closer. We won't mention, because the time is just like it's a little bit later than I would have wanted it to be, but we won't mention the tshuva mitzvah, but surely you can read inside. But I want to share with you a Torah that I think is important to know. I don't know the original Makar. Elements of this are in Torah Chassidus for sure. But Tzadok has part of this. It's an interesting thing. Elu Asari Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah Liyom HaKippurim. So some point out a little bit of a diuk. It's not Mukhrach, but it's a Ha'ara. It's the 10 days in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Now, in fact, there are not 10 days in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The simple pshat, go back to your like 6th grade Gemara, like Ad V'Ad Bichlal, Ad V'Lo Ad Bichlal, depending on where you were and what you learned. But what is l'chora the simple pshat? It means the 10 days from the beginning of Rosh Hashanah until the end of Yom Kippur. There are some chassidim, I think, who point out, the Reb Tzadok may note this on some level, that one thing you get from the Gemara is, while it's true that there's naseris yimei tshuva, there is something uniquely special about the 7 days, shebein Rosh Hashanah liyom ha-kippurim. It's 7 days. Rosh Hashanah, and then we have our 7 days until Yom Kippur. Those 7 days, they say, I think, I don't think the original Makkar is, it's from HaKadoshim, say that there's something very powerful about those 7 days. There's 7 days in the week. And the Aseres Yimei Tshuva gives us the opportunity that each day of Aseres Yimei Tshuva gives us the koach to fix everything that happened on that day throughout the year. That the Monday of Aseres Yimei Tshuva gives you the opportunity to fix all of your Mondays. Whatever Mondays sometimes weren't as great, Mondays weren't. So now's your chance to fix. Part of the goal of that Tshuva, of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, that 7 days in between. Rosh Hashanah is about establishing dreams, ideals, and goals. Yom Kippur is more expansive. It's focused on everything in a certain sense. These 7 days, Monday, the things I messed up with on Mondays. And Tuesdays, where are my Tuesdays? The things I did that are very well. To think a little bit about that day. It can fix any mess up that we've had on any of those individual days, we can fix. We're great guys, even great guys. So there are areas here, right, where maybe Monday sometimes, you know, Sunday, beginning of the week, I'm a little bit more excited. Monday, maybe sometimes I was a little bit, you know, slower to get out of bed. A little bit slower to come to the base mattress last year. And now it's Monday, it's Tuesday, it's Wednesday. To fix all of those things. It really is a great opportunity for us to do what we can with that particular time period.